President Bush today made good on an earlier promise and nominated Alan Greenspan to a fifth term as chairman of the Federal Reserve. Greenspan said he would accept the nomination. The president said Greenspan's policies have helped to bring about the rapid growth the economy is now enjoying. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The president said in April that he would renominate Greenspan, but with the Fed chairman's term about to expire in June, the administration seemed to wait a long time to formalize the appointment, and there was speculation the president might be stalling as a way of pressuring the Fed chairman not to raise interest rates before the election. But Tom Schlesinger, executive director of the Financial Markets Center, says there was never any real doubt the administration would reappoint Greenspan. He says the White House has no reason to be unhappy with him.
Purely on the policy level, the Fed has run an impeccably supportive monetary policy from a White House perspective for the last 3.5 years, and that's not even venturing into the question of how closely Chairman Greenspan embraced the president's two big tax cuts.
Greenspan was appointed to the Fed in 1987 by President Reagan and is now the second longest serving Fed chairman in history. At age 78, Greenspan is not quite the revered figure he once was in the nation's financial markets, but he remains a powerful symbol of stability on Wall Street. Any effort to remove him might have spooked the economy. Lewis Crandall is a senior economist at Reitz and ICAP.
We're still in a period of uncertainty about how monetary policy is going to unfold. Having the continuity there for these remaining 2 years of Greenspan's eligibility is certainly beneficial.
Although the president renominated Greenspan to a 4-year term as chairman, it's not clear how much of that he'll really be able to serve. By law, Fed chairmen have to come from the Fed's board, and Greenspan's term on the board runs out in January 2006. So Greenspan could be forced out as chairman in less than 2 years. But for now, President Bush appears all too happy to keep him where he is. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.